Sports Day for Kia. The new Kia Niro electric SUV range has landed. And Red Energy, awarded Canstar's most trusted energy retailer nationally for 2021. That's Red Energy.
7 minutes past six. Hello and welcome to Sports Day, the Thursday edition, the day after trade period. Jordan Dawson, arguably the biggest name next to Adam Cherrett, to move clubs, is going to join us in a matter of seconds. That's the deal that went down. The deal that didn't go down was Bobby Hill getting to the Bombers. His manager, Colin Young, is going to join us later in the show as well. It is a jam-packed show, plenty to discuss. There is a fresh challenge of Jeff Kennett and the Hawks presidency. We'll discuss that as well. But I'm not here by myself.
And now, here is the host of Jeopardy,
Jimmy Bartel.
Yes, Zoe, he's back on the panel and we like it. Now, for those of you who are wondering, what on earth did I just listen to? That's because our co-host, James Bartel, instead of going home and doing what normal people do, and that is watch Netflix or maybe Stan or maybe a little bit of Amazon Prime, maybe a DVD rerun that they haven't seen in a while, Jimmy goes home and watches old reruns of Jeopardy.
No.
With Alex Trebek.
Alex Trebek, your host for this evening. It's not a rerun to me because it's the first time I've seen it.
Yeah, but they are still are. How old are they? 20 years?
Yeah, I think because they've done so many because it's an institution in America. Jeopardy's been going on forever.
I'm surprised that you didn't watch these when they were coming out when you were in your late 20s.
Well, I don't think they were on Australian. I don't think they were on Australian free to air then. I found them. They're on Viceland.
I think our next guest, Jordan Dawson, would have absolutely no idea what Jeopardy is because he grew up in a different time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's probably doing what normal 24-year-olds do. And he's got some good show. He's watching Squid Games on Netflix.
Oh, I've seen that. I've clocked that.
Oh, you've clocked it. Good Jordan job. Dawson's clocked trade period. He got it done. I'm not sure he personally, but finally the move went through. I'm sure there would have been some nervous days as he was waiting to make the move from the Swans to the Crows. He joins us live on Sports Day. Jordan, welcome to you. Congratulations.
Cheers. Thanks, Sam. Thanks, Jimmy. Thanks for having me.
A few nerves along the way, I'm sure.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I think the last 10 days have been pretty full on, but obviously it's a massive relief. Getting the trade done and both parties were somewhat happy, I think, so that's good.
Jordan, further that, obviously trade period, it's all, I guess, the misinformation that goes on, gets put out there and people offering all their opinions on it. How hard is it to tune that out and just listen to what, the Swans and the Crows are telling you?
Yeah, well, I just tried to stay off my phone as much as I could and not really read the media. Talking to Michael, my manager, and he was pretty clear before it sort of happened that the trade week will be pretty busy and there'll be a lot of articles and a lot of media stuff, just obviously because that's the important time, so it's gonna, not everything's gonna be true that you read, so try and sort of stay away from it, which is what I did. Obviously it's a massive relief now.
Not going to make you, say what you didn't like about Port Adelaide, but what did you like about Adelaide that the Crows that made it attractive for you to go there?
Yeah, I think growing up I was a Crows fan and idolised a few of those players like Ricciuto and McLeod and Tyson Edwards and these guys, and I think just the fit that Nixie and the coaches put towards me of where they see me playing and the role I can play with the group was really enticing and I feel like I can add a lot to their group.
So, Jordan, what do you want to achieve now as an Adelaide player? I mean, it's interesting to me because obviously you've gone home, which we all understand, but you've left a team that really looks like it's on the precipice of challenging for a flag, for a side that may do that as well, but probably not as quickly. What's the main ambition for you in your first year at the Crows?
Yeah, for me, I think the demographic of the group is quite young. I think it reminds me of Sydney last year and probably the year before, just of they've been competitive in a lot of games, but the experience wasn't quite there, and I feel like I can sort of be one of the older guys in that younger group coming through and have sustained success. And obviously, I know that the last couple of years have been pretty tough for them, but they're definitely building. And I feel like I can add a lot to the group on and off the field, and add some leadership as well.
positional wise. We saw you have a fantastic year, half back, wing, hitting the scoreboard, pushing forward. Cut and pace, put that in at the Crows or something a little bit different?
Yeah, I think so. I'm talking to Nixie and the coaches. I think that's where they want me to play, and I'm definitely happy with playing sort of up on the wing and mid and stuff like that. I feel like that's obviously where I play my best footy, and I feel like I can add a lot of value to the team up there as well.
Geez, they got you for a bit of a bargain, didn't they? Melbourne's future first, and that could be pick 18. You're a top 10, top 5 pick, aren't you, Jordan?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I don't do the trades, mate. I just sat back and let the team sort that out. So I'm not sure you're the expert in that area.
You don't make the waves; you just ride them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, don't get sucked into that. Hey, is there a player from is there a player from the Crows that you're interested to get to know? Because when you go to another club or a player comes from another club, they've got a certain opinion of some players. Is there someone that you're interested to find out about or from another way that you'd love to just see how they go about their business?
Yeah, I think I've sort of already got to know Paul Seedsman a little bit, and feel like we can work pretty closely on the wings and with the midfield group. And he's a ripping fella, and I'm looking forward to sort of getting to know him a bit more and working more on field as well with him.
Jordan, can you just take us through whatever you want to tell us or don't want to tell us, the main reason for wanting to go home? Because, you know, obviously in a normal world, going home gets criticised when you can move so freely between state and state. But in the last 18 months or 2 years, COVID has really changed a lot of things with that. We've seen, you know, Lachie Neal and his partner and wife, Jules, wanting to raise their child in Western Australia. And, you know, in usual circumstances, it would be, well, you could just go home whenever you want. But Western Australia border is currently closed at the moment. Has COVID really made it harder for guys like you wanting to spend more time with their family?
Yeah, definitely. I think probably the last 2 years we've spent maybe 2 months, if not more, 3 months on the road both seasons. So that's been pretty testing, and that sort of pull to come back home and be closer to friends and family and be able to play footy was there. And yeah, I couldn't really deny it by the end when I requested a trade.
Maybe now you'll be too close. You're going to move straight back into the family home or make sure you find somewhere else quick smart?
Nah, I won't be doing that. The family are about 3 hours south in Robe, so
okay.
It might be a bit too far to travel, I think, but I'll just look for somewhere in Adelaide.
Which is a good excuse for you, not being home every single day of the week.
Exactly.
Jordan, it's great to have you on. I'm sure it's been a whirlwind, mate, the last 2 or 3 weeks. I can only imagine the anxiety that goes with wanting to be traded and it gets done on the second last day, but you're there now. Where do we find you at the moment? Are you in South Australia?
Yeah, yep. I've just been back and forth from Adelaide and Robe, so I'm just sort of hanging around those areas. I'll try and get up to Adelaide as much as I can before the pre-season starts, and I've already met a few boys and coaches and stuff, so it'll be nice to get familiar with everyone and the facilities and everything like that before we actually crack into it.
And no doubt you'll be winning the first time trial on day one of pre-season?
I think there's a few good runners, so I wouldn't put that bet on, but I'm looking to come back fit and healthy. That's the main thing.
Jordan, well done. Good luck in your first season at the Crows.
Cheers. Thanks for having me, boys.
Jordan Dawson, their new Adelaide recruit. First time we've had him on this show. Speaks very well. He's a good pickup for the Crows and I reckon a significant loss for the Swans. Taking the pick in the 50s, pick 56. A few years ago. So it's a nice pick for the Swans.
Yeah, well done by the Swans and their development, but they're very good at that. They've turned rookie list players into all Australians.
Tom Papley.
Yeah, they've got heaps of them they've done that with. If you go back to Nick Smith and guys like that.
Nick Smith's a great one.
Yeah, so, buy low, sell high. It's great list management, great development.
Jimmy Bartel is here for the new McCafe blend. Coffee fit for an Aussie. More on Sports Day after this.